Chapter 8. The Radiative Activity of the School of the Young Gnosis. While we are discussing the processes which unfold in the school, the processes of soul birth, and the connected processes of the Endura and Transfiguration, it may be worthwhile to point out various dangers on the path that are important for you. You know that when you enter the school as a pupil, your consciousness and your life are strongly influenced. The school explains the true character of nature-born man and the dialectical world order in which he must live. If the pupil understands these teachings, he cannot but be affected by them. For with these tenets are also connected radioactive and electromagnetic life currents of a twofold nature. The radioactive currents modify and split the cells, the electromagnetic currents draw the pupil into a new life field. Thus, you are being literally and bodily affected by the school, right into every atom, so that both the consciousness and the state of life will inevitably be driven to action. And we now ask, is this reaction always harmonious? Are you always prepared to say a willing yes to everything the school proposes to you? Do you have an immediate understanding of everything the school wants you to understand? Isn't there often a resistance against one or another part of the process the school seeks to carry out with you and for you? Isn't it so that at one moment your mind is rebellious, the next your emotions, and the next your ordinary natural state? Well, this continual disharmony so often occurring in the nadir of pupilship can be, and we have to say it, harmful to your health. This is easy to understand. The currents of the school appeal in the first place to your consciousness centers and soon awaken a focus of consciousness in the proximity of the pineal gland. Secondly, your heart, the center of your emotions, is strongly influenced. So if you were to react disharmoniously to the radiative activities of the school, then to a greater or lesser extent tensions would unavoidably arise in the heart and head, and it would be quite possible for various physical difficulties to arise. As disharmonious moments are bound to come to every pupil, we have to speak of dangers on the path. The mere fact that Gnostic radiations differ totally from those of your natural state must explain many aspects of this matter. It is, of course, not at all our intention to worry you about the Gnostic path, but we must warn you to find and strive for practical solutions. In the first place, it must be said that the school is not the right place for skeptics, tricksters, and sham pupils, for such people in particular will experience a strong disharmony in relation to the radiation fullness of the school. For the school's radiative energy does not find a matrix in them. It finds no will and no desire to undertake a positive reaction. That is why the school is always careful to expel such persons from the body of the school, for their own good. For this kind of collision of radiations awakens great wickedness and unhealthy disturbances, and those who lay themselves open to it are always driven into the camp of the adversary. Historical examples of this abound, as well as present-day ones having to do with our school. It is obvious, therefore, that every pupil must take the positive decision either to commit himself totally to the school and the path, or not to do so, and then to withdraw without delay. All or nothing is the requirement here, too. The all will soon cause the disharmony to disappear and guide you beyond the deadlock. The nothing will carry you back to your normal, natural state and its laws. Perhaps you are surprised that there are dangers on the path which are very close to you and which concern you. But then, aren't you aware of the laws of the Holy Spirit? He who commits himself to the workings of the Holy Spirit and yet has no intention of being truly sanctified, is a very abnormal person and will evoke abnormal dangers. That is easy to understand. The question might now arise, if my decision is a total all, and if, as a result, my nature-born being were to be driven into intense, physically harmful tensions on account of its sinful state, would there be help to be found? Yes, indeed there would.